This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Britain's Prince Charles has expressed his family's deep gratitude for the outpouring of support following the death of his father, Prince Philip. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
As the nation mourned the loss of a much-loved member of the royal family, Buckingham Palace announced a royal ceremonial funeral will take place April 17th at Windsor Castle. His son, Prince Charles, said he was touched by the number of people around the world who have shared the family's loss and sorrow.
My dear papa was a very special person who, I think, above all else, would have been amazed by the reaction and the touching things that have been said about him.
The service will be slimmed down and entirely closed to the public. Philip's grandson, Prince Harry, will attend the service along with other members of the royal family. His wife, the Duchess of Sussex, who is pregnant, has been advised by her doctor not to attend. Karen Chamas, London.
Georgia health officials have halted vaccinations at a site administering the Johnson & Johnson shot after 8 people experienced adverse reactions. However, experts say it doesn't seem to be an issue with the vaccine. AP's Julie Walker reports.
3 other states also temporarily shut sites down. Dr. Amy Baxter at Georgia Medical College says it's not the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that's the issue here. It's that people taking it are more prone to fainting.
There's no problem with the J&J vaccine. There's no problem with safety. It's just that we have made it easier for people who don't like needles to get vaccinated with only one shot.
She says those people go for the J&J vaccine.
The vaccine is very safe, and tiny minor side effects are nothing compared to the risk of dying or prolonged illness.
I'm Julie Walker.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.